back, and as I say, sometimes in the batter cage we miss the ball, but Sally Miller will be back here on Thursday. And Tim, we've been working on this for a few weeks now. Sally Miller, I'll give a little bit of the background. She had an affair with Bill Clinton back in early 1983 for over several years, and the persecution that came from Hillary Clinton, I like to call her Hitlery Clinton, was so intense, she left and actually went to China for 6 years. She knows about the serial rapist, Bill Clinton, but she also knows the serial harasser after the raping by Hillary that in some ways was more vile and more nasty. In fact, everything from, you know, legal threats to death threats, etc. So some really bad things and some very broken lives. So she's going to talk about that. She'll also talk about issues such as the Bill's heroin, cocaine addiction, which destroyed his nose. She knows a lot of specifics. And she knows that also the nature of this very, I like the term with Donald Trump, he's now come up with his moniker for her. He calls her Crooked Hillary. Hillary Clinton is, without a doubt, the most evil person I've actually physically met on the planet in 64 years plus of life. So, Tim, let's start with that topic, and then we'll go on to all of the current news, because you have a blog, which we have you on at least twice a week. Sometimes you pop into the show with emergency information. Do you want to talk more about Sally before we get her on the program on Thursday?
I thought she was going to be on today.
Well, we communicated with her, but somehow she missed the message that she was going to be on 2 hours earlier. But we'll have her back in on Thursday, yeah. So that's okay. Well, we have 15 hours of broadcasting a week. We're going to get her, and she's really anxious to come on, and she's going to say more.
We've got something that will shake up the presidential campaign.
Yeah, now, what you have to understand, and I want people to know this, everybody that's a presidential candidate is in one or another lodge of some kind. If you're in a white lodge, you're what we call a good guy lodge, if you want to call it. We've had Leo Lyons Zagami on from Rome talking about this issue. Trump is a good guy. When you look at his forward and reverse speech, we've had David John Oates on the program, he'll be back on soon. Trump is an unpolished guy because he's a hard-nosed businessman, and he also has, I think, a touch of Asperger syndrome, which means he doesn't have an off switch to his mouth, and he probably should also have an off switch to his ability to retweet late at night somebody else's pictures of Melania Trump versus
Heidi Cruz. You know what? He's a real person.
Right, he's a real person.
Real people. You know, I'm a widower, but my wife is a great person. If you attack my wife, I tell you what, you would have got it right back in your face with a little interest.
Now, I think he's a counterpuncher, but I think if he actually had a time to go and meditate and pray for an hour, he probably would have, rather than retweeting, if he asked for his daughter or his wife, they would have said, why don't you look into the background of Heidi Cruz, who's also helped to co-author the North American Free Trade Agreement, is a CFR member, and helped to write the New American Century documents. You'd really realize it wasn't her looks that counts, it's what she's done and what her history is, which is really scary. It also exposes the appalling insider situation with Trump and with Cruz. Lion Ted, by the way, is so connected to the globalists and New World Order, it's disgusting. He makes even George Bush and Obama look like puppies compared to his connections with the New World Order.
Well, look, we've been going downhill for 20, 30 years now.
Right.
And there's an article out, it talks about... I think I linked it last night on my news blog, Europe. It
right.
talks about when privilege gets too out of control, collapse is inevitable.
Right.
And that's what's happening now. The 1%, and that's not even correct. It's really 0.001%.
Right.
Are the billionaires, the multi-billionaires, and if you're talking about the Rothschilds and their output, trillionaires, multi-trillionaires. It is so now slanted towards them that the average American is waking up to the fact it's not working for them anymore. The American dream is dead. The American middle class is somewhere between dead and dying. And it just doesn't work. And that goes a very long way to explaining both the Trump and the Sanders successes in that they are outside of the box. Now, Sanders would be a total disaster, and people
right.
are really being deceived.
Yeah.
But Trump is probably the last hope before we have gone so far down that it can't be controlled. I'm talking about these people are heading us towards the Third World War. They're heading us towards the Mark of the Beast.
Well,
the total economic collapse. I mean, you have a small clique at the top that are not just criminals. They're way beyond criminals.
No, they're
way
evil.
Beyond psychopaths.
They've received their minion license right from Satan himself.
Yeah.
We talked about this with Joel Skousen about how the globalists actually are disarming our nuclear forces, getting rid of our MX satellites, multi-missile launching systems, and we're building down while the Russians and Chinese are building up. Although
I've been involved. I was involved with some aerospace design bureaus over 30 years, and I have to tell you what has happened in this country in terms of military research and development and bringing aircraft into the field and other technology is Russia. They decided, the boys at the top decided, that the defense field, they were after the Soviet Union collapsed and everything was getting really old and they had to do a major rebuilding. They decided, we're not going to have pork barrel politics. We're not going to have a bunch of corruption here.
Right.
We're going to keep this clean. We know how to keep it clean. After all, our fingers are in everything. This is going to be clean, and we're going to get our value for money, and we're going to really develop and field some good technology at reasonable prices. Now, unfortunately, in the West, both in the United States and in the NATO nations, it's gone just the opposite. Obscene cost. Total pork barrel. I mean, the hogs are falling over. They're so fat. You've got an F-35 that basically can't hardly fight or fly.
Remember they call it the Joint Strike Fighter, don't they? And I knew one of the design engineers, and he said, what it is they design this, and then they build one part or one section of the aircraft in one town or city, pork barrel to a congressman or senator. And it costs the cost to be like $230 million to build one jet.
Well, the Stovall version, the short takeoff vertical landing version for the Marine Corps, is about $330 million each.
No.
Now, that's nuts. In flashing letters. And the thing is, in terms of a dogfight, it can't out-dogfight a MiG-21 from 40 years ago.
Right.
Now, they know that. Why? Well, you know, the boys are making money off,
right, exactly,
off all this stuff. Right. But they're not producing the quality stuff anymore.
Right.
The Russians are coming in with a Stovall 35 and the whole SU-27, 35, 34, 36... family. They've got the T-50, which they're bringing, which is their stealth fighter, and I guarantee you they won't have a problem with pilots blacking out. They're coming on board with some really fantastic equipment, both in aerospace, their tank, the T-3. Nobody even comes close to it. I mean, it's light years ahead of the Abrams and all the main battle tanks. And yet, it costs a fraction, a tiny fraction of what Western stuff does. Why? They cut out the pork barrel.
Right.
Now, we're so corrupt. You know, it's similar to medicine. You know, America is supposedly, we have the best medicine in the world. Well, not really. We're 17th in terms of quality. But we are number one in terms of cost.
Right.
You go to a hospital, you need a Tylenol, you know, generic Tylenol should probably cost the hospital 5 cents in volume. Average statistical price nationwide for a Tylenol administered in a hospital, $49. Nuts. Beyond nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Now, everything is corrupt.
That's our whole system now has become very rotten.
Actually, I'm going to rename it. Instead of a democracy, I call it a corruptocracy or corrupt kleptocracy.
Well, I'll tell you what Jimmy Carter said. And I've met Jimmy Carter and talked to him one-on-one a few times. And I have a lot more respect for him now that he's out of office. And when he was in office, he should have dealt with the Iranians better. But anyway, that's water long on the bridge. What he says is, in terms of American politics, it's an oligarchy with unlimited bribery.
Right. Well, he was threatened when
ago,
he was threatened when he went into office.
We approved PACs, you know, and we went from the bribe money under the table, which they had to be careful about. They got caught, they lost their office, maybe went to jail, to it's on top of the table, and it just ballooned. And I mean, you know, I asked a good buddy of mine last night. I went out to dinner with him. The guy's a multimillionaire and very conservative. I said, Dirk, how many how many times have you written a check for $10,000 to a political candidate? I mean, you know, he could afford to do that all day long. He laughed. He said, you got to be kidding me. I said, that's right. And I said, guess what? For $10,000, you might get a little hand-signed thank you note. Maybe from some of them, they might actually call you up on the phone, talk to you for 2 or 3 minutes. But that's it, because that's a drop in the bucket. You see, when you have to raise $50,000 to $100,000 a day, 5 days a week throughout the year, if you're a congressman or senator, that's a drop in the bucket. They look for the $50,000 to $100,000 contributions from big bucks.
Yeah, I heard a good joke. It says, who are the highest paid whores in America? And you can pause for a minute. Congress people.
Of course.
Congress critters is one of the terms I've heard, actually. Congress critters is a better term, isn't it?
Yes, of course. And Carter said it's true not only of the House and the Senate and the administration, but the governors. I mean, the corruption now is so bad. And you see, about a year ago, I read a link to a story, and this guy, he had a very interesting point. He said, America has become the world's first fourth world nation. And he said, let me explain what I mean by fourth world. It was a first world country. It's not a third world country. If a cop pulls you over, you don't slip in $5 and you don't get a ticket. But at the very highest levels, it's totally rotten.
Right.
It's even more rotten than in a third world country.
Yeah.
It's collapsing. The fish rots from the head down is an old Greek saying. And it is. It's rotting. And Trump is the only person now that is talking about the issues that are vital. He's talking about bringing jobs back, factory jobs. Now, I've heard all this nonsense that years ago when we were moving to outsourcing jobs, oh, we're going to do the high-tech. Yeah, okay, even the high-tech went overseas. Look,
that's true. You have a lot of kids getting high-tech training, and it's going nowhere. They're sitting around with a master's.
Here's what they don't get. A simple phase that they're not teaching a college graduate today, and you're talking to a college professor. Do you want fries with your order, sir? Yeah, because that they need to learn that when they get their MBA or their bachelor's, and when they're working at Mickey D's or someplace. Do you need fries with your order, sir? Because the jobs aren't there. And you've got people 20 and 30, even past 30, living with mom and dad in the basement or something. They can't afford $700, $800, $900 a month rent.
I know you're energized here in the show, but I want to say something important. Do you know what percentage of young people under 35 that are staying and still at home with their parents, even after they've acquired, say, a master's degree in some advanced technical science like computer science? 35% plus. 35% plus.
35%.
Depending on the part of the country you're in. The fact is that how can they buy a car when they get giant debt? How can they start have a home? How can they start a family and have children when they can't even leave mom and pop's home because they're basically in debt up to their eyeballs, can't get a job. They're often getting what we call part-time jobs because of Obamacare. And Obamacare, by the way, I just recently found this out. We talked to our accountant because we have our sons, of course. One of our sons did pretty well on recently, but he, what happened is he had to pay a giant amount of taxes because of the way the tax law is. And our accountant said, well, with the previous laws before Obamacare, they would average out his income over the previous years, and he would pay less than half of what he had to pay. I'm thinking, you know what? This country is designed to make sure that they ruin the middle class and make everybody what I call the gruel, G-R-U-E-L class.
Well,
which means,
look, not only, Dr. Bell, did they ship all of our factories, 80-90% of our factories overseas. I mean, there was a 10-year period, 50,000 very large factories left the United States.
Right.
And okay, not only that, but the lower-end full-time jobs where people were making, you know, the equivalent of maybe 8, 9, 10 bucks an hour.
Right.
That wasn't very good wages by any wild stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But they're mostly gone because as soon as you hit 30 hours a week, the employer has to pick up Obamacare, unless it's a really small business, just a handful of employees. So what that means is, sorry, Charlie, you're not working 30 hours a week. You're not working 40 hours a week. We're not going to let you even get close to 30 because we don't want to have to pay $300 or $400 a week for you. No, no, you're going to get a 20-hour-a-week job. So you have people that really are desperate and want to work. They're working two and three jobs. And I mean,
No benefits.
No benefits. Well, let me tell you. The school where I taught, they dropped our health insurance when Obamacare came out.
Right.
And this last year, they raised Obamacare. I was paying, I just had the very low $130, I think, dollars. They were tripling it, or more than tripling it. And I thought, ha ha, too bad, because I'm turning 65, I'm going on Medicare. It's so nuts anymore in America. Things don't, and being 65, I remember when America was an industrial powerhouse. These poor kids today, you know, if you're 30 or younger, you don't have a living memory of America having factories all over, of jobs being available. I was talking to a fellow today who grew up in Detroit, and he said his brother dropped out of high school for a while to work for GM, and he got a job at Ford. He said they were bringing busloads of people up from West Virginia and Kentucky because they couldn't get enough people to work in their factories for very high wages.
Wow.
Well, that was, you know, 30-some years ago. And then things began to go down. Now there are large parts of Detroit, the population went from a few million down to under a million. There are large parts of Detroit where they have bulldozed the houses down, and they're actually planting corn and soybeans.
Yeah, you know, I was born in Detroit, right? When my father worked there in Detroit, it was the industrial heartland of America. It was like a superpower. And progressive, democratic, what I call communism, and extreme socialism, where people like Bernie, I call him the American Bolshevik. It's one thing to say, hey, we should have, and again, to be honest with you, I go beyond Bernie or Canadian government or European in terms of how to provide health care and how to provide services to people, but it's totally different than what you hear. I'll give an example. For healthcare, I take the 7-point plan of Trump, and I add a number of other things I do there. The first thing I would do with healthcare is I would have licensure completely away from the state licensing authorities. It would be a professional-run licensing authority. Number two, I would get rid of all malpractice and have mediation and have training to identify if doctors were competent and continually testing. And so I don't care if you're in practice 50 years. If you haven't done a shoulder surgery as an orthopedic surgeon, you shouldn't go scrub up next Tuesday and do a shoulder surgery. And number three, I would have lateral training so people can start off being, say, an EMT, and they can end up being a neurosurgeon if they take the proper testing, training, and certification. I would get rid of the idea of fee-for-service so that you don't get paid a fee for you get paid basically the same fee per hour if you're telling a patient how to stay well than if you're cutting them. And I would also make sure you pay them enough and don't have education costs so high that a doctor graduates with $500,000 to $1 million in debt and then you expect him to somehow give you a deal on his on the fees when a good chunk of it is malpractice, defensive medicine, which is bad for you and may often kill you because they're going to use old-style care and they won't want to get out of their old paradigms because they're afraid of lawsuits or licensure loss or loss of privileges in hospitals. That's what needs to change. You want to change that? Change the paradigm. Drop the costs.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way though. Power Sleep is an all-natural non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at EnergyWave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add PowerVites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at EnergyWave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Alexander, and Tim is regularly on the show. In fact, Tim, when we have a review of topics, we often do it on our geopolitical analysis or also in the Christian World News the events over on our live stream TV channel. We put up your website blog, and one of the reasons why we do that is not only do you use lots of colored markers, I call it, on your site, which I like too, but you also have some great artwork, and you have some artists that make some what I call geopolitically extremely funny art.
The art is a geopolitical statement. Or sometimes a moral statement. Sometimes it's a financial statement. But and sometimes it's pretty biting. Sometimes it's just kind of funny.
Well, I think at the top you have.
I have one I put up for Bernie. It's right. Bernie in a clown outfit.
Is he
for real or is he just a liar? And I'll tell you, in the case of Bernie Sanders, yes, there are some things he says that I agree with. Yes, he is outside of the box. But I have to tell you, Adolf Hitler killed a whole lot of people in the Second World War. But he didn't begin to compare to the communist Bolsheviks and the Jewish Bolshevik tradition that Bernie Sanders comes out of. And by the way, his brother in England is hard labor left. And which, when I say hard labor left, I mean hammer and sickle. Right. Bernie was...
Well, he made a comment when he actually one of his rallies, and someone had a red hammer and sickle communist flag. And he said, and he smiled and he put his head down and says, you know, I really think this is a compliment to call me a communist. I'm thinking, oh my God.
When he was young in Israel,
right?
And
you're talking about Barry Chomish is one of our Jewish people we have on the show. He was a Canadian from Winnipeg who went to Israel. He's an Israeli citizen. He fought in the IDF in 1982, so he's a Jew. And he said labor Zionists, which are basically allied with the Nazis, founded the state of Israel as we basically say agnostic Jews. Atheists.
Bernie
and they
Sanders,
were, and the kibbutz is all completely, and the kibbutz is all completely, let me finish, the kibbutz is completely, we call socialist communist. In fact, people don't understand this. The state of Israel was founded as an agnostic communist state. Okay? People need to grasp that. It wasn't founded as a super religious. In fact, the religious in Israel do not serve in the army. They're trying to recently try to push them to serve in the army. The religious, rabbis who are not ancient Torah Jews.
My roommate in college, and his wife, she was a child of a U.S. diplomat.
Right.
And his dad was a U.S. Army full colonel who was a U.S. military attaché in Israel. And they used to go to Golda Meir's house when she was prime minister for barbecues and the whole bit.
Right.
And I learned all about kibbutzes, and I learned that they had many very beautiful women, but they didn't shave their legs or under their arms. You know, I learned all the little tidbits.
Yeah, TMI,
but
TMI,
I have to tell you,
TMI.
Bernie Sanders, the kibbutz that Bernie Sanders went to was a Stalinist kibbutz. And when Stalin died, they were very upset and all this stuff. We're talking about hard communists. Remember, in the Soviet Union, the communists killed, and they have to approximate it. There were so many, they can't even be sure. Somewhere between 80 and 100 million people. That made that little sweetheart Adolf Hitler, that monster from hell, pale by comparison.
Right. Now, here's some of the issues here. We're coming up to a heartbreak here in just a minute. Your blog is really, can be funny when you look at some of these pictures. You like the picture of Bernie. But it isn't funny, the consequences. So people say, I want to disconnect from politics. No. If you're, in America and you want to see America still be a state, you have to vote for Trump or else. Because if you vote for any Democrat, it's the end of America. If you vote for any other Republican, it's the end of America. People need to grasp that. And we're not saying Trump is perfect. He's got lots of warts. And he's not a woman hater, and he's not a racist, and so on, but he's got a little Asperger's.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. And Tim, there's a couple of things converging this year. I call the devil's menu. I don't know which thing is going to blow first or which is likely to happen, but we have a bunch of earthquakes around the world. You have some interesting articles on your blog to talk about this, about the caldera. And we've had on last couple of months Professor McCanny talking about the fact that if they don't pump the water out of the lakes, they could get down into that magma caldera, the biggest one on the planet, by the way. And it blows about every 700,000 years. When it does, it's equal an ELE, or extinction level event. Earthquakes like the one in Ecuador killed about 335 people and injured 100,000. I mean, this is their estimates right now. It's probably going to rise. But what's happening is people...
They're seeing some earthquake activity in Japan that is astounding their experts, the geologists. They don't know what it's doing. And there's actually one island there. They're very much afraid it could literally split in two.
Well, let me explain a little bit about earthquakes, okay? And they're not going to hear this in any other program. It'll take me to about 2 minutes. Ringwoodite, which is the central rock of the inner mantle between 400 and 700 kilometers, there's 10 times more water there in the rocks itself than there is in all the oceans and all of the plants, all the benthic layer of the oceans and all the atmospheric water. When gravity waves strikes the Earth from deep space, like an approaching dwarf star, which is out in the outer Oort cloud, about 0.73 light years out, or there's a supernova or some other object in the galaxy, these gravity waves, when they strike the Earth, they shake the nuclei of unstable ringwoodite, and they release nascent oxygen and hydrogen and create nascent water. Water lowers the melting temperature. This is Northwestern University. We're going to bring on the professors. It lowers the melting temperature of rock. And magma is generated because it's lowered by the presence of water, nascent water. And so wherever magma occurs, nascent water is being released deep in the mantle of the Earth. So there's oceans of water down there, and there's oceans of oil that's created by the nuclear reaction between the isotopes in the inner Earth, because we literally live on a nuclear reactor. Now, when you see a massive increase in earthquake activity, it means there's gravity waves coming in from deep space, generating new water and generating hydrovolcanic generation of things like the magma that causes earthquakes and volcanoes. That's a fact.
Yeah, and that's what's worrying me.
Right. Now, what's likely to happen, and this is what we reported last few months with with Ann Morrison on her Friday show. She's on the second hour on Friday. That's at 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. We reported the fact that last year there was a major subduction fault zone drop off the coast of Washington State and Oregon. It's called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. And the ring, what happens is the ring of fire that goes from Japan, which is, by the way, on part of the North American plate, runs across to the the chain of islands off of Alaska, and then runs down toward the Cascadia subduction zone, and then it hits what's called the San Andreas. Now, you know The Rock, who played that movie earlier this year. San Andreas, if it blows, it'll be a lot worse than that movie. A lot worse. The what's called a vertical upthrust that's stored in the rocks just in downtown Los Angeles, East LA, is over a meter. It's about a meter and a half. If it moves 6 inches in one major thrust, all those tall buildings will be rubble. And there's no building built to take the level of earthquakes. I'm talking about homes, buildings, roadways, everything will be shattered, including gas lines, water lines, electrical power lines. It'll be beyond devastating. They couldn't make a movie that bad because it just looked like everything was blown to bits.
When the earthquake struck in the New Madrid Fault in the early 1800s, a man was about 100 miles from the epicenter. And, you know, it was primitive times. He had a log cabin. And the waves of the earth was moving in waves.
Right.
They were 12 to 15 foot high.
They also created a lake there that was created by that...
Real foot lake.
Yeah, that lake is 26 miles long.
Back.
Right. Exactly.
But, so. Now, something far bigger than that is this Yellowstone supervolcano, Caldera. And
the caldera, yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Now, it would have, it is so massive. It's the largest on Earth.
Right.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, if it really blows, and I'm not talking about a small eruption, but if it really blows, well, let's see. Just north of Miami, the 1 to 3 foot of ash line will stop. It won't quite get to Corpus Christi. It'll get Austin. Then you've got the 3 to 10 foot section, which goes up to Toronto, Canada, just outside of Knoxville.
Right.
Basically hits Washington, includes Little Rock, St. Louis, where I'm
right.
at. We're talking 3 to 10 foot volcanic ash. And then, of course, in the center, you're talking 1,000 feet or more.
Yeah.
So it would essentially not only plunge the world into a nuclear winter, but it would kill virtually everybody in the United States.
Let me backtrack a bit, Tim, because
the scary thing. Here's the scary thing. I don't normally report on this because, you know, the chances of it happening aren't great, but what they're seeing now. And by the way, I've got on my blog, Europe, do a Google search, Lord Sterling Europe, you'll get right there. Old Faithful was just shooting off constantly. A couple nights ago, they had it. There's a river out there that started to boil. And that particular massive site is now heating up.
Right. Well, that's because they aren't pumping the water out of the lake. I have to interrupt you for a minute because this is important. They were building back when I was a presidential security clearance in the mid-90s to work at CECOM, U.S. Base Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, and Special Ops, etc., including working in 97 with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, radiological and biological terrorism with the federal government. I found out, and I've been in the underground city at Falcon, they were building a new underground city every 7 weeks, anywhere from 4.5 to 10 cubic miles in size. Their favorite place to put it was in dormant magma domes. Then the next would be a matrix city created by these tunneling machines that John Fiala and Phil Schneider were doing. I took care of John. He was one of my patients who worked with Phil. And it was called the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors that tunnels.
Yeah, it's a nuclear...
it's a nuclear tunneling device. It's not like it's not like the tunnel, but let me finish. These underground cities like crazy. The primary reason why they're generating the drug trade with the CIA and so on is to have a stream of $2 trillion per year to primarily build underground cities with Bechdel Corporation and others. They're doing that because they know the cataclysm like the cataclysm of this caldera going off and these giant earthquakes is very real because they see an increase. The globalists have their Willy Wonka, basically chocolate factory ticket to go underground, so they call them hotels. They have also off-world space platforms, and people need to know that Tier 1 science, we've been on the moon since before the Eagle landed. We also have a colony on Mars since 1982. Okay? So we have interplanetary vehicles that are way more advanced. They're using tokamak and other fusion reactors. We have all kinds of technology that's Tier 1 science is being hidden from the public. And the globalists, they want to reduce the population because they see a cataclysm coming. They want to get total control, which is why they're moving to a biometric world financial system, and they're collapsing everything and not building infrastructure. So what people should start to grasp here, why are they doing all this? Because, believe it or not, in their twisted minds, they think they're being kind. In their twisted minds. Now,
kind is not in their DNA.
I know, but this is their twisted demonic minds. Now, what's happening is, worldwide, is it says in the Bible that every island and every continent shall be moved out of its place, which means there's going to be a pole slip. And that's happened before. Did you know that?
We're due for one, actually.
8 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator. Did you know that? Alaska was on the equator 8 million years ago.
Well, when you dig down in Antarctica, you find that it was a tropical or semi-tropical.
Right, and that was because of the wars of the world before the waters of the deep and the waters of the sky were broken. The atmospheric pressure was 2 atmospheres at sea level, and the oxygen concentration was 35%, not what we have now. So the climate around the world was completely different, but what happened is the continents, it even says in the Bible about Pangaea, about the continents breaking up. There's very good evidence that's the facts. Now, where we're heading is we're heading toward a pole slip. And if it slips, say, 20 degrees, that means that the equator will pass through, let's say, Havana, Cuba, not through northern Ecuador. That means most of the United States will be in a position of southern Mexico and Central America. Okay, totally different climate. What is going to happen in the meantime is that the globalists are getting ready to hide for months and or years underground when all hell breaks loose. That's the facts. So they want to actually use the cover.
Does the Bible say something about people in caves?
It says in Revelation 6, and they shall hide themselves in the caves and the rocks and the deep places of the earth from the face of the Holy One of Israel, from God. And they shall not hide, okay? And, of course, it'll be like the movie and the book, The Time Machine. They will be like the Morlocks hiding underground for 80,000 years. And then the Eloi, who survived on the surface, are pretty, you know, simple agrarian people who survived, then become food for the Morlocks, okay, when they emerge from their underground lair and they're monsters. Well,
yeah,
I don't think that's necessary.
That
I don't think
that's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is this. The Earth is going through Earth changes because they know there are objects in deep space. By the way, they're not in the inner solar system. I know this from classified and other sources. But there are gravity waves coming in from deep space that are affecting the sun and the Earth. The sun is putting out a lot more ultraviolet radiation. In the last 23 years, the ultraviolet B, C, and D radiation has gone up to over 73% of the total ultraviolet spectrum from 23%, which means it's easy to get not only cancer, but it's also easier to photoactivate not only biomolecules in your blood, but also drugs. So most people don't realize a lot of the medications that doctors give turns into cancer-inducing agents or agents that are toxic to our bodies by just being photoactivated in our skin and exposure to ultraviolet light. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will cause cancer, and D will cause death. And it even was so powerful it'll go through the side of a building, D. Now, what's happening is ground-level ozones are increasing, the ozone layer is disappearing. And it's not, by the way, caused by carbon dioxide. It's caused by things like Fukushima Daiichi, where radiotoxins, like radioisotopes, are coming out of Fukushima, and as they're being burped up, they're actually chewing up the upper ozone layer. And things like, for example, chlorofluorocarbons are like a brick. They do not get to the upper atmosphere. There is no effect whatsoever from chlorofluorocarbons. What's happening is volcanic activity has been increasing over this last century, but dramatically over the last 20, 25 years. And the last few years, it's really, if you look at the amount of volcanism going on, it's insane how much is happening.
Yeah.
The globalists know something's coming. They just don't know the exact timing. And they want to get control so that they don't have us going crazy up here on the surface and this is going to succeed, which is why they want total control, why they want to cash the system.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's also an excuse because remember.
That's their excuse.
Albert Pike's letter of over 100 years ago that was on public display at the British Library in London. He talked to 3 world wars. He described the first and second expertly.
Right.
And the third one, he said, will be between the Christians and the Muslims. And we're being set up for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And of course, at the same time, the Pope and the Vatican is pushing for Chrislam. And by the way, if you listen to other shows, which we've had on with experts like Leo Lion Zagami and other experts talking about the fact that the Vatican in the early stages of the hatching of Islam was hatched by the Catholic Church. People need to know that. And the current you know, bringing back these Muslims to the Vatican City is all part of the fact that Islam
is a Pope. Pope Francis did a doubleheader a couple of days ago. He helped Bernie Sanders. Now, I have to give you a little background. Okay, Bernie is Jewish. He has most of the tribes vote, and there's a lot of Jewish people live in New York State.
Right.
There's a big Catholic vote, too, Italians and so forth. And Bernie and his wife, unannounced, made a trip this weekend to the Vatican for a conference.
He was invited.
Yeah, well, okay. Now, supposedly there was nothing special, except Bernie got to stay within the walls of the Vatican at the special center where cardinals stay when they go.
Bolshevik cardinal. That's really good.
Yeah, well, I've been in the Vatican many times, but I've never been allowed in that part, you know. Okay, now, no, the Pope wasn't going to meet him, except the Pope did meet him. And, well, it was just a short, brief meeting, and the Pope said, oh, this is not an endorsement. But, yes, it is, because it was on the eve of the New York primary. Now, later that same day, the Pope flies down to Greece, the Isle of Lesbos, and where there are all these refugees. Now, he's been under a lot of criticism, including from yours truly. You know, he's been saying, let all these millions of refugees in, but nobody gets to stay in the Vatican. So he picked up six families, all Muslim Arab families, and flew them into the Vatican. Now, and there's something you need to know. Probably the second most policed state on earth is Monte Carlo, because they have all these millionaires and billionaires there. And there's police everywhere, friendly, but everywhere, and cameras everywhere. The most policed state is a nation state that's even smaller than Monte Carlo, Monaco, and that is the Vatican City state.
I'll make a bet he didn't bring any everywhere. Christian families, though, did he? Almost. Remember now.
Oh, no.
While the Christians are being beheaded, including the Yazidis, which are just north of their Peshmerga forces and their Kurds, they're being persecuted and beheaded and raped and so on, and handed around to be serially raped by these so-called ISIS and Al-Qaeda that we support. We are supporting these monsters. And when Obama tries to say otherwise, it's
a lie. And the Mossad that started ISIS, funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, based in Turkey, and to a lesser extent in Jordan. Now, you know, those are the facts, Jack. Sorry if you don't like them. That's the way it is.
Yeah, they're really not open to actually disputing it. It's breathing oxygen. It's an is thing. Like, if it's light out, the sun is up.
And, of course, they lie. Well, they lie all the time. They tell us we got 5% unemployment with 105 million people unemployed. Huh, how does that add up? Well, we got what?
Well, it's a thing called math. And
people in America? I don't think so. They lie all the time. But, okay, so when the Pope brings these people, okay, it's families. Well, see, this is part of the mainstream media scam. Right. When they show you pictures of refugees in the mainstream media, they always show you pictures of some cute kids.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, most people, including myself and you, we're not monsters. We love kids. We don't, and we have sympathy for families. But what they don't tell you is 75% or more of these Muslim refugees from North Africa and from Arabia, they're not kids.
Right.
They're military-aged single men.
17 to 25 mainly.
Huh?
17 to 25 years of age.
Yeah. And they're coming in, and they're coming from communities which women have to be totally clothed in some cases. They even have a veil over their face. And they're going up to Sweden with all these gorgeous Swedish blondes running around, you know, and showing all kind of skin. And Germany with their beautiful women, and they're going nuts. And they're raping women, and they're blocking off streets to pray to Mecca, and they're doing all this stuff, and they're being radicalized and say we're taking over Europe and all, and the people in Europe are absolutely terrified and fed up with this crap.
The problem is that Europe is what we call sheep dip and not one agnosticism. I learned from some of my Christian buddies over there that their version of Christianity is to maintain historical buildings. It's not to have a live Christianity, not a happy church like we often have here in America, but a live Christianity where we stand against evil, we do things against evil, we stand against the philosophies.
Not feel good seeing and jumping up and down, but real Christianity.
Yeah, real. We're doing real Christianity here today. Standing against evil.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
And welcome back, and so Tim, on Thursday, we are going to have Sally Miller on the program. We also, at the bottom of the hour, usually bring on for a few minutes Chris Harris, who is our nuclear expert. I've been writing with Chris and with other nuclear experts for 5 years, Fukushima Daiichi, and I have an article that will be coming out this weekend along with my article on healthcare. I'll be sending it over not only on NutriMedical.com, but also doing a video on our live stream channel, and I'll be sending over the information to Republic Broadcasting Radio on their website as well. So I write articles, I do videos. I want people to understand when we bring on Chris, he brings up real current issues of what's going on, and this article is very scary. I present, as I say, technical facts of how to fix Fukushima. Nobody else in the world does that. I'm the only one, and I'm not doing this to be arrogant. I'm saying I want my abuse. I'm begging for people out there to give me technical reasons why what I'm saying is not true. But what I do get sometimes is ad hominem attacks, which are a waste of time because I have a titanium-thick skin. I don't care. I don't care what people think about me because I'm a true Christian, which means you care more about what people, what's going to happen to people if we don't face the fact we're getting bioaccumulated radiotoxins.
Dr. Bill, you and I and other people are well aware of the fact that Fukushima and Monsanto's Roundup and a number of other things, the vaccine industry, et cetera, they have a common denominator.
Right.
And that is that they are population reduction programs that
they
are being run.
They want to sterilize the population, dumb down human biology, reduce your intelligence, reduce your willingness and ability to fight against oppression, and destroy not only the biosphere. For example, the release of the Oxitec 513A gene, which I posted the article about the transpose on jumping gene, the RIDL, R-I-D-L gene.
Mm-hmm.
These are what are called gene plagues that they've purposely released with Intrexon, better living through better DNA. Now, I tell people,
right.
What I tell
they're
people, and I say this,
they're helping us, right?
Let me finish, Tim. There is not one issue on this planet, in any sphere, medical, geopolitical, financial, otherwise, that I will not give you an immediate short answer or a framework to find an answer instantaneously on air, or if you call me afterward or email me. Not one issue. And this is one of my talents that God's given me, is to be able to parse through and tell you what the problem is, whether it's Fukushima or financial system, which is why we push carrot bars, or health issues, which is why our current healthcare system is really, I call a pre-embalming system. It's not a healthcare system. We do not have healthcare. And the worst example are things like factory medicine like Kaiser I have here in California, or paid-by-numbers medicine like we have in Canada with what we call fee-for-service systems in socialist countries like Britain with their social health care, because the doctors can't work out of the box or they end up losing their license or get persecuted by their colleagues or losing hospital privileges. You can't innovate. When I started bringing out the issue even of magnesium, we talked about this in hour two, do you know what the response was of the director of family medicine of my research on magnesium? He got mad as hell. Because I was in communication with Dr. Eisenberg at the National Surgical Conference looking at advanced cardiac life support. And I was one of the initial doctors that added to the ACLS protocol for all doctors in the world. That's 1978. Their first response when I did research on diabetes was, we're going to pull your license, Deagle, for fighting the diabetics of high insulin. They weren't saying, this is Greg, attaboy, Deagle. Go
all
for it, break
money.
Up a paradigm.
It's all about Big Pharma's money.
You know
it's
what?
It's all about killing people.
If you care and love people, which God does, and he makes us his little children, if we love people above our own survival, if we do the right thing, which is what caused this Shema to hear and do, you're always in this world going to get persecution.
Well,
you're going to get suffering.
We're running out of time here, Dr. Bill, but I just want to remind people, tune in Thursday with Sally Miller, because we're going to shake up the political environment.
Absolutely. Thursday, hour number two.
Get
thank
right
you, Tim.
God.
Back then.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Tomorrow, Harley Schlanger from the LaRouche Foundation and Mark Gaffney. You don't want to miss it.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.